Now at verse 15, we come to the last division of this chapter. We have the realization by Jerusalem of all that God promised. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Verse 15. Now, as Isaiah said in the second chapter, the law shall go forth from Jerusalem. It'll become the center of the earth in that day. It's not today. It's not even a secondary, third today. Now we find that a great deal of blessing will come in that day. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentile, suck the breast of kings. Thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior. The riches of Jerusalem, which were taken away by the nations, will be restored with interest. And for brass I'll bring gold, and for iron I'll bring silver. It's interesting that you see so many objects of brass in that land today. And you go in the market, even down in Egypt or in Lebanon, in the markets there. Why, a great many brass objects, but it'll be gold in that day. In other words, precious metals will become commonplace again. And then we're told here some wonderful things that will take place. Verse 19, the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. I take it here that the Lord Jesus, the light of the world, will be there, and he's the light of the new Jerusalem, and that the universe will no longer need street lights on the corners. That's what all these suns are and stars are out yonder in space. God didn't light it up very well because sin has come into his universe, but he's really going to light it up in that day. And we are told certain things here. For instance, I'll take the last verse, verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. In other words, human strength will be increased in that day without resorting to vitamins. You won't need vitamins in that day. It's going to be wonderful, friends, to get a body that can measure up to the thing the Lord Jesus called attention to. He says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I find today that my flesh doesn't keep up with me. I could go lots faster today and would like to, but my body holds me back. Well, in that day, all that's going to be corrected, and it'll be corrected on the earth, as it will be for the heavenly people.